First service coming up in less than a half an hour on the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network and on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And today we've got our next installment of Pack Chat as we're visiting with the redshirt freshman from Sioux Falls, Linnea Nesheim, joining us during the program. Thanks for taking some time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So only four matches remaining in the regular season. Does it feel like the year has flown by, or has it been a slog? I mean, what's this been like for you?
It definitely has felt like it's flown by. I feel like we were just at our very first tournament, so just like knowing that we only have four games left, it's crazy.
I know. It's hard to believe it's November already.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about this a little bit at Sideliners a couple weeks ago, but redshirted last year. What was the biggest thing that you learned from observing?
I think just kind of watching from a bench standpoint is just so much different than playing. I think especially just like learning from the upperclassmen that were already playing for so long and just seeing how they played and how all the teams in the NSIC played, I think it was just really helpful in that way.
Speed of the game. Is there a lot of a difference between Sioux Falls Lincoln and the NSIC, or is it kind of the same? Is it similar? Is it different?
Between Sioux Falls Lincoln, for sure. I think the speed of the game here is a lot quicker. For my club, though, however, I would say the speed is just about the same.
About the same. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. So you were All-State there at Sioux Falls Lincoln your senior year. You went to the state tournament. How fun was it being a part of a state tournament team?
It was really fun, especially because a lot of the years I was there, we weren't able to go to state, like my freshman year. So just being able to go to state for those years was just such a blessing.
By the way, speaking of AA volleyball, does Harrisburg ever lose again? I mean, they're probably going to win the whole thing again this year. Is it crazy how good that team is?
So their last loss was actually to us, my junior year. Yeah.
Okay, wow.
But since then, they're pretty much winning every single game, so.
Yeah, Morrison wouldn't have been on that team, right?
She actually was on that team.
She was on that team. So do you kind of dangle that over her head?
Sometimes
like,
I talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All right, there you go. A little fun factoid. Back in the day, at Sioux Falls Lincoln, you hold a South Dakota State record in track. What record is that?
Oh, it's the 4x1.
Oh, yes. Okay, gotcha. So what was your time?
Ooh, 47.84, I think, was our time.
Does that still hold up today?
No, I think it was broken last year by Rapid City Stevens.
Shucks. Okay, gotcha. Because yeah. I know in the questionnaire you said you held that record. I was always curious what that was. So there you go. What separated Northern from other schools in the recruiting process? Because I'm sure there are probably other schools knocking on your door a little bit. What separated Northern from those other places?
I really like the distance, but also just the community here in Aberdeen is just, it's so good. And just the people care so much about Northern volleyball and Northern sports. And that's definitely something that drawed me closer to Northern.
So Coach Aldridge, he's certainly won a lot of games here. How do you like playing for him and his coaching style?
I think he creates a really good culture. He has definitely a different coaching style than I'm used to, but I think just learning from him and just learning his ways is just like something that I'm not opposed to. And I think I've been able to pick it up pretty well. So I think it's just something different, but different is good sometimes. And yeah.
How so? How is his style different from what maybe you're used to or what you had in the past?
He has different focuses on passing, which I wasn't used to. So my first year here, it was a little harder for me to pick up his passing style, and he runs a little bit of a different setting style too, but it's worked out pretty well for us this year, and it's just been nice to learn from that.
Gotcha. Okay. So number 18, is that a lucky number? Is that just the number randomly assigned to you or what?
That really is kind of a random number. I was 9 in high school though, and so I just thought like 9 plus 9 is 18. Might as well just do 18. It's kind of the same.
Yeah, for sure. And of course, Ava's got number 9, so it all kind of works out. That's a perfect transition as feels like you guys are always on the same page. How long does it take for you guys to get that chemistry down to always kind of be mind-melding out there?
I mean, I think our first year together in practice, obviously we're both redshirting, so I think just a year of building that connection was just like really good for us. And I think that obviously translated a lot into this year. And I'm kind of an outside. I'm kind of a hitter where like I like to run things really quickly and just have a really quick set. And she knows how to do that. So it's just, it's really nice having her as a setter.
No question. So I had Riley Batta on the program last week. And she was telling me about the video board and the 6'7 and the dab.
Oh, no.
I didn't realize that that was what you were doing up there. What's the 6'7? Like, what is the 6'7 thing? Can you explain it to me?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Obviously, just everyone's doing 6'7. And
right.
I was going to do that just because I thought it'd be funny. And then I was like, okay, let me redo this clip. Like, let me just redo it. So I did something else. And then I guess they just added the first one that I did. And so now I can't change it. But apparently, like, I guess I've heard in the crowd, the kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Just if people think it's funny, then I'm okay with whatever.
You're rocking with it for sure.
Yeah.
So how difficult is it competing in the NSIC? I mean, every single night, you're going up against someone that's really, really talented. What's it like competing in this conference?
It's really tough, especially because we have a really tough schedule this year. We're matched up with kind of the top seeds at least twice. So it's really tough to keep winning. But, I mean, we have such a talented team ourselves. And so just being able to push through and just to learn every single game, it's just, it's really fun. Like, playing these teams are hard, but it's so fun.
SMSU and USF this weekend. Do you get nervous before match day? What's that kind of like for you? Or are you pretty even keeled?
I used to get nervous, but I really don't anymore. I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my teammates. I like getting in the zone. And one of my favorite environments to play in are the tough environments where there's a lot of pressure. I love playing in environments like that. So
that's where Linnea thrives. Okay. Very cool. So how have you grown as a player and a person just in the short amount of time that you're here at Northern State, in your opinion?
I think I've grown a tremendous amount. I think just not being able to play my first year was kind of hard. And so I think I've just kind of had an outlook on playing and just a different outlook on being here and being able to play a sport. So I think I'm just a lot more grateful, because in high school, I've kind of always just been playing. So I think just having a greater appreciation, I've become so much of a better player. And just even when things are getting down in the game, I'm just grateful for every moment, no matter what's going on.
It blows my mind. I mentioned this on the air the other day, is the smiling, and not just you, but everybody. Yeah. How do you smile after something doesn't go right? You know, I feel like for me, when I used to play high school volleyball, I screwed up all the time. It's one of the reasons why I didn't continue to play high school volleyball. Yeah. How is it that you're able to smile after errors and what have you?
I mean, it's tough. Like, volleyball is such a team sport. So when you don't have the motivation on your side, that's kind of, it's tough to keep smiling. But I think one thing they remember is, like, volleyball is a game of mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's always making mistakes. That's how you score points, is make the other team force an error. So I think just when silly mistakes happen, all you can do is just smile and move on to the next point.
For sure. That's awesome. So how do you balance everything being a student athlete? You know, you've got class, you've got maybe work, a job on the side, practice, film study. How do you find a way to balance all that stuff?
Yeah, I don't have a job right now. I did last year. I was reffing on Sundays, but now I'm not. So now I use my Sundays to get all my work done. Since we don't have any type of practice or games on Sundays, I basically just wake up, start homework, and then finish homework and go to bed.
Just powering through. Mm-hmm. There you go. Are you a big smack talker out there at all, or not so much?
I wouldn't say I smack talk, but I would just say I'm a very, like, fiery player. I like to kind of get in the other team's faces when they make good plays, and then we come back and make a good play. I'm a very, like, fiery player, but I wouldn't say I technically smack talk them.
Okay, maybe a look or something like that?
Yeah, maybe.
From time to time. Pre-match superstitions.
I got asked this question on the NSIC network, and I actually didn't, but now I do, because I just kind of want to change it up a little bit. So now I'm kind of just like, I have to listen to music before the game. I kind of take some time to do some, like, warm-ups for my, like, my legs. And I kind of do that alone, and I just take some time to be alone and listen to music while I'm doing that. So I have to do that before every game.
What's on the playlist?
Drake.
Strictly Drake?
Drake, yeah.
You and Victoria Persia, big Drake fans, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the deal is, but no judgment. All right, that's enough volleyball questions I got for you.
All right.
So you have visited 40 states. Which has been the coolest and your favorite state that you've visited? Also, four countries there, too. What's been your favorite?
I think Oregon. I loved Oregon. It's just so beautiful. So we flew to Seattle, and then we drove down to Oregon, and then to Northern California and saw the Redwoods. Okay. That was, I think, probably my favorite trip of all time.
Gotcha. I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan.
Okay.
I've never been out that way. I've heard it's beautiful. So I don't know if you know this or not, but you and I are actually kindred spirits, because we love the exact same movie. It's our number one.
What did I write?
Titanic.
Did I write Titanic?
You wrote Titanic.
Oh my God.
Is that true?
I don't remember writing Titanic. Did I actually?
You wrote Titanic, yeah. That's my all-time favorite movie.
I love that one, too. I didn't know I wrote that as my number one, though.
Yeah, that's one of my first early vivid memories of being in the movie theater was Titanic. Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, that. I mean, I don't think there's a flaw in that movie.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
It's so good.
No question. What's your major? What are you majoring in?
I'm a psychology major right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to do something with sports psychology, something in that field.
So how often does your last name get butchered?
I'd say 9 times out of 10.
Mm-hmm. What do you typically hear?
Neshim. It's always the SH.
So, do you have a celebrity lookalike, in your opinion?
Ooh. Okay, I've been told, actually, when I was, like, really young, I was probably in fourth grade, I've only ever been told Taylor Swift one time, which I don't think I look like Taylor Swift, but I haven't been told anyone else, so.
I told Grace Marty, and this just hit me when you were at Sideliners, mm-hmm. you were talking up there with Ava, and I was like, man, she looks really familiar. It finally hit me, Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette.
Oh, Grace told me this, yeah.
Yes.
And then she showed me a picture.
I showed it to Matt McClure as well. He's like, yeah, there is a bit of a relation there, I think.
Oh, well, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, absolutely. So good for you. I was like, she looks so familiar, so kind of interesting.
Okay.
So here we are, middle of autumn. Are you a big pumpkin spice fan or not so much?
Not so much. I don't dislike it, but I probably wouldn't go out of my way to order that.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan. Haven't had any yet, but don't rule it out. Halloween here, just this last week. Are you a big scary movie fan or not so much at all?
Not when I'm alone, that's for sure. When I'm with other people, we kind of... I like watching scary movies with other people.
What's the scariest movie you've seen?
Oh, there was one that we actually watched recently. It was called Bring Her Back. That was the scariest movie I've ever seen. It's not like too popular. It's not like The Conjuring or anything, but oh, I would never watch that movie again.
What's it about?
Oh, it's about this mom who adopts these children because her daughter died. Mm-hmm. And so she tries to perform like rituals on them to get like her daughter's spirit into their body. It's so creepy. And yeah, it's very gory too. It's not anything I want to watch again.
Anything with kids, I have a hard yeah. time with, you know?
Yep.
Like, I watched Halloween, like the old school, like from the 70s, mm-hmm. late 60s, whatever it was. And I was like, I can get behind this. I'm not a big horror fan.
Yeah.
But especially with kids, mm-hmm. I think I'm out. I got two daughters myself.
Yeah.
So, no thank you.
Yeah, it was very scary.
Bring Her Back is not on the list. Best Halloween candy.
That's a great question. I would say I love candy corn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That is such a hot take, I feel like.
Yeah. And this isn't really a Halloween candy, but my all-time favorite candy is Hi-Chews.
Hi-Chews.
mm-hmm.
Do you buy that at Hy-Vee?
You can buy that, I think, anywhere.
Okay. What is that?
They're just like, they're kind of gummy candies, I would say, but they come in like, obviously like bags, and then like they're all in individual wrappers, and I don't know. That's how I would describe them.
Hi-Chews.
They're really good.
Okay. Worst Halloween candy. What do you hate? When you're a little girl going trick-or-treating, it's like, ah, oh, this again? Ugh.
I would never eat Almond Joys, but I don't know. Maybe I'd try them again.
What was your favorite Halloween costume growing up when you were a little girl back in the day?
Oh my gosh. I would try to be so creative. One year I was the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
One year I was a pilgrim.
Okay.
Other than that, I think probably the Statue of Liberty was my favorite. It was just like really random.
Did you do anything special this year or not so much?
Me and Ava, have you heard of the heist at the Louvre that
Mm-mm.
just happened?
Mm-mm.
The Louvre got robbed
Mm.
and they pretended to be construction workers.
Okay.
So they were in construction vests and they like just grabbed a bunch of jewelry. So me and Ava Nelson, we kind of dressed up as them. We wore like construction vests and crowns and earrings and big necklaces and yeah.
The heist at the Louvre. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. When is it an appropriate time to put up the Christmas tree?
November 1st.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're one of those?
Yes.
Oh boy. See, my wife's birthday is today, ironically
okay.
enough. And that was her birthday wish, was to put up the Christmas tree. Now she's got mommy and me class, so we can't do it, but
mm-hmm.
we'll probably do it on Sunday.
Okay.
So you're a November 1st person.
Mm-hmm.
You've always been that way.
I love Christmas, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner the better.
Okay, interesting. All right, so when do you take care of all of your Christmas shopping? Are you a wait-till-the-last-minute person, or do you kind of knock it out sporadically throughout the year?
I probably wait till like, early December, so yeah. But if I need to, like, last-minute something, I'll probably have to order it online.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Yeah, that's fair. I'm usually a last-minute guy myself.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big Snapchat person? What's your longest active streak right now?
That's a great question. I actually have a pretty long one. It's with my friend from Sioux Falls.
Okay.
It is 988.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Thought it was over 1,000, but I guess it's only 900.
Yeah, I think my longest one that I had when I was still doing Snapchat was probably like mid-500s.
Okay.
So north of 900, that's pretty solid. What are you currently binge-watching right now on Netflix or Hulu or something else?
Currently, I'm rewatching Stranger Things
because
the new season's coming out, so kind of got to refresh my mind.
You're a Stranger Things person.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't get into that show. I watched like 4 or 5 episodes, and I just couldn't quite get into it. I don't know what the deal is.
You just got to keep going. You just got to keep watching it. It's definitely my all-time favorite show.
Power through.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Why is a tennis ball fuzzy?
Probably some physics in there, some science with the impact on the floor, on the racket. I don't know, to be honest.
That's probably the best answer I've heard on that one before, because I honestly have no idea. But that's a good response.
A question.
Yeah, I got a bunch of random stuff in here. Describe your perfect first date.
Ooh. Well, if I lived anywhere on the coast, I would love to go to the beach or like go to the pier or something. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been on a date like that before?
No, I have not.
Put it on the to-do list. Fellas out there listening, take her to the coast. If you could compare yourself to an animal, what would it be and why?
That is a great question.
Thank you.
I like baby goats. I just think they're really funny.
Okay.
And they're cute.
Going with the goat.
Yeah.
All right. Big fan of that. All right. So back in the day in high school, there was like the senior prank. What was your senior prank in high school? Did you guys have one?
Oh, yeah, we did. Our principal was not happy about it, though. I think everyone brought their dogs to school and just like had a bunch of dogs walking around. And...
That's a fantastic one. Yeah. Harmless fun. I love it.
Yeah.
Big fan of that. Does pineapple belong on a pizza?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't think it's that deep. Yeah. I think, like, I feel like you can't even taste it that much.
Okay. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I would say technically, yeah.
Why so? Say
there's,
more.
There's bread on both sides. And then there's meat in the middle. That's how you define a sandwich, I'd say.
Okay. How lucky are you? And why?
How lucky am I? I think I'm incredibly lucky. I think I'm very lucky to be being here at Northern, playing a sport that I love, being able to live in this country that's very peaceful, having a family that I love, having friends that I love. I think I'm really lucky.
There you go. Good response. Did you ever think about doing track and field at Northern, or was it always volleyball? Because obviously you're quite the athlete in terms of track and field. Did you ever think about doing that sort of thing?
I thought about doing track in college, but as I kind of got older, I didn't really enjoy it as much as I enjoyed volleyball, especially playing club so much. I loved club, and I knew that I kind of didn't want it to be over after high school. So I thought of track a little bit, but really not all that much.
From the club perspective, do you have any of the girls that you played with playing elsewhere in the NSIC, or maybe our teammates here at Northern or something like that, that are playing at the next level from your club days?
I never played on a team with Morrison, but she played for my club. Abby Meister played for my club. Abby Brooks played for my club. I think that's it. In the NSIC, not anyone I can think of right now.
Okay, gotcha. Would you ever go on a hot air balloon ride?
Yeah, sure.
You're not afraid of heights or anything?
Not really. I feel like maybe when I'm up there, I might have might have doubts, but I don't know. I don't think I'm afraid of heights.
Wow, good for you. Last person you sent a text message to?
My dad. I couldn't log into our Netflix.
If I had a nickel for every time my wife texted my mother-in-law, Mom, can you do the Netflix? So, totally get it.
Yep.
If you could go to an all-expenses-paid vacation, where would you go and why?
Good question.
Thanks.
I think I would go to Hawaii again. I loved Hawaii. I just think the culture there is so cool, too.
Warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
Good food.
Yeah.
Which countries have you been to? Because you said you've been to four other countries.
I've been to the Netherlands. I've been to Germany. I've been to Italy. Canada.
Okay.
This other one. Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah, it's just Canada.
It's just Canada. It does count, but it doesn't really count. What's your lineage? Are you Dutch? Are you German?
I'm 90% Norwegian.
Okay.
A little bit Swedish.
So you're going back to the motherland, kind of.
Yeah.
Sort of, kind of, when you went back over across the pond there. Any hidden talents up your sleeve?
Honestly, no.
Nothing?
I have no hidden talents, no.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I'm sure you could probably think of something. Are you musically inclined?
I am. I actually play the piano.
Okay.
I'm trying to learn the guitar. But yeah, I played the piano for 10 years.
Okay. Can you do 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton? Or is it just chopsticks?
I could probably get that one done.
There you go. If you were a t-shirt, what color would it be and what would it say on there?
Probably be black, and it would probably say 6-7.
You would. Next up, segment called This or That.
Okay.
Summer humidity or winter cold?
Winter cold.
Agreed.
I cannot stand the heat.
I am right there with you. High heels or flip-flops?
Flip-flops.
A kill or a block?
A kill.
Maroon or gold?
Maroon.
Maroon or black?
Maroon.
Makeup or all natural?
I like makeup more, but I usually don't put it on very often. I would say makeup.
Depends on the day, maybe.
Yeah.
Movies, live action or animated?
Live action.
You're at the movie theater. You go on candy or popcorn?
Candy.
Couch or a recliner?
Couch.
Mexican food or Chinese food?
Chinese food.
Great movie or a great song?
A great song.
Being nice or being honest?
Being nice.
Okay. Christmas songs by artists in 2025 or old school Christmas songs?
Old school, 100%.
Yeah, for sure. Jeans or sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
All I Want for Christmas Is You? Or It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Are you a hater of the All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey?
I am not. I am a sucker for the old school. I love the old school.
Good for you. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Tattoos or piercings?
Piercings.
Pen or pencil?
Pencil.
Thanksgiving football or Christmas Day basketball?
Thanksgiving football.
Good answer. Cheeseburgers or an endless salad bar?
Cheeseburgers.
Snow on Christmas Day or sunshine in July?
Snow on Christmas Day.
Agreed. Game-winning shot or a game-winning block?
Game-winning block.
Okay. Valentine's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve.
Ice bath or a hot tub?
Hot tub.
For sure. Quiet or loud?
Any context? Just quiet or loud?
Yeah.
Quiet.
Okay. Touchdown or a three-pointer?
Touchdown.
Who's your football team? Are you a Vikings fan?
I would say I'm a Vikings fan. My brother's a huge Chargers fan, so I'm always rooting for the Chargers, too.
Chargers, kind of random.
Yeah, he said when he was younger he liked the colors, so now he's just a diehard Chargers fan.
That's fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Dine in or takeout?
Takeout.
Okay. NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys?
Backstreet Boys.
Twitter or Facebook?
Neither.
Not a big social media person.
Not those.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, most girls are Instagram people. My wife keeps telling me, she's like, you got to get an Instagram, and haven't pulled the trigger yet. Jimmy John's or Subway?
Subway.
That's interesting, because most people say Jimmy John's.
At track, in high school, we had Jimmy John's, like, every single meet, and, like, I don't know, it just kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah.
Not because it's bad, just, like, we constantly had it, so.
See, I like to have my sub toasted.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Bunch of would you rathers here. You could elaborate on any of these if you'd like.
Perfect.
Would you rather be able to freeze time or travel in time?
Travel in time.
Why so?
I would like to see, like, the future and the past. Like, I feel like I could go back to a time that I never got to experience, or, like, a time in history that I want to experience, or just, like, a time that, like, I want to go back to because I loved it, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. Would you rather lose all of your money or all the pictures you've ever taken?
Probably all the pictures I've ever taken. Just because I still have the memories, and if I don't have any money, then, I don't know, I might be in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, that's fair. Would you rather take a cold shower every day or sleep 3 hours less every single night?
Cold shower every day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, cold showers are brutal.
I think they probably have some benefits, though. I wouldn't want to lose 3 hours of sleep every day.
Fair point. I'm with you. Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million inside?
True love.
Well, true love. Okay. Would you rather be transported permanently 500 years into the future or 500 years into the past?
Future. I don't think I could live in the past, especially with, like, the technology and, like, the medicine that we have now. I don't think I'd like it very much back then.
Yeah, it's a good point. Would you rather live on the East Coast or the West Coast?
West Coast.
Would you rather run from the bulls in Spain or swim with the sharks? No cage.
Ooh, run from the bulls. I think that'd be funny.
I think it would be interesting. Would you rather only be able to drink coffee for the rest of your life or never be able to drink coffee ever again?
Never be able to drink coffee again.
Gotcha. Are you a coffee drinker?
Once in a while. Once in a while I am. But no, I'm not like an everyday type of coffee.
You're not an addict. Yeah.
Yeah. You go.
Would you rather have to yell everything or whisper everything?
Yell everything.
All right. Finally, we've got word association here. I'll toss a word or a phrase. The first thing that comes to your mind, just come right out and say it. Don't even think about it. Volleyball.
Fun.
South Dakota.
Boring.
Sioux Falls Lincoln High School.
High school.
Northern State University.
College.
Cardio.
Ugh.
Wi-Fi.
Connection.
Minnesota Vikings.
Football.
Selfie.
Picture.
Spaghetti.
Food.
Artificial intelligence.
Stupid.
I'm with you. Snapchat streaks.
Stupid.
Math.
Cool.
College.
Hard.
High school.
Fun.
6'7".
Stupid.
Still don't know what it means. Steak.
Ew.
Not a big steak fan.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant is probably, I'm a good Qdoba person. I like Qdoba.
Yeah, I love it. I know you're not getting charged extra for guacamole. That's one of my biggest things.
Yeah, I know.
Chipotle, they're charging you up the yin-yang for it.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. Social media.
Interesting.
Okay. Brilliant.
Brain.
Fast food.
Chick-fil-A.
Nice. We could use a Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. We could.
Could really use one of those. Final exam.
Stressed.
Starbucks.
Good.
Abby Brooks.
Cool.
Ava Nilsson.
Volleyball prodigy.
There you go. Natalia Shabinska.
Different.
Sarah Moberg.
Funny.
I've heard rage bait for her as well.
Rage bait?
Yeah, that's what Abby Brooks said.
Yeah, she rage baits.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, rage bait?
You try to get someone mad. Like, you try to, like, egg them on and get them mad.
Okay, yep. Gotcha. Riley Batta.
Loving.
Morrison Samuels.
Blunt. She's just, like, a blunt person. That's just kind of who she is.
Okay, just straight into the point?
Yeah.
Okay. Victoria Persia.
A dog.
Caitlin Schrader.
Homie.
Kara Sear.
Tough.
Coach Brent Aldridge.
Okay. He's cool.
Okay. Grace Marty.
Awesome.
Your family.
The best.
Finally, Linnea Nesheim.
I'm pretty cool too, I guess.
You guess, huh? Final thoughts, shout outs to family, friends, kind of wrap things up a little bit.
Go Wolves.
That's it?
Yep.
Go Wolves indeed. All right, that's the redshirt freshman from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, our latest installment of Pack Chat with Linnea Nesheim. Thanks again for doing this. Best of luck the rest of the way and the weekend.
Thank you.